Talking about Mike Florio, Pro Football Talk, brought to you by JP Roofing and Siding, your hometown roofing expert. Mike, I will cut to the chase in this regard. Do you now believe that Cooper Kupp will be the next big name wide receiver to get traded?
Before I answer that question, let me just tell you this. The best lesson I ever learned about business came from Paul Stanley of KISS. And it's very simple. To anyone that has a service they provide, a product they may offer, make the thing that you would buy. That's what he said. We created the show that we would pay to go see. Think about how simple and brilliant that is. Just make the thing that you would buy. That was the principle on which I founded ProFootballTalk.com 23 years ago next Friday. Make the thing that you would buy.
Well, congratulations on all your success. That's like Warren Buffett's investment strategy. Invest in things that you like.
Pony, do you think we're doing the radio show that you would listen to?
Yeah, absolutely.
The only thing missing is KISS songs.
Well, yeah, we could take that up with our
boss. We could remedy that, though. I think we could fix that, Mike.
To the Kupp thing, Mike, where do you come down on that?
Well, the Rams are experts at creating a trade market out of thin air. Mm-hmm. I mentioned this yesterday, and I had a GM with another team reach out to me and say, here's what they do. They contact people at NFL Network, people at ESPN. Hey, we're getting interest in Cooper Kupp. Hey, listen, hey, and then they go with it as a Sunday Splash report that teams are interested. If you're a team that's interested, you're not telling the world you're interested because then other teams get interested. So the Rams pulled the ripcord on the lawnmower and created this market, and now we'll see. The Rams are willing to pay some of his salary. I don't know what they're going to want by way of compensation, but it was a third-round pick for Devontae Adams that can become a two. Third-round pick and a swap of late-round picks for Amari Cooper. And we now wait and see. But once you, not that the team has acknowledged it, but once it's out there and the team doesn't shoot it down, yeah, it's just a matter of finding the right fit. And he's supposedly going to play tomorrow night.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think you need to showcase him. We all know what he can do. The guy's been banged up. I think you're taking a hell of a risk if you're the Rams and you put him out there tomorrow night, because if he re-injures the ankle or has some other injury, bye-bye trade market.
What about, well, then I would ask you about other receivers too, because it seems like you said, everyone knows what Kupp can and can't do when he's on a football field. What about Mike Williams right now, who I feel like his main sin is that he's been hurt in the past, but his current main sin is that Aaron Rodgers seems to hate his guts, Mike. What's going to happen with him?
Right, but they welcomed him back into the fold last week. He actually had the football thrown to him by the delicate genius, so I'm not sure where he stands. Hey, there was a report over the weekend that teams were calling about Garrett Wilson, and Garrett Wilson was the first name I thought of when the Devontae Adams trade stuff got going, because somebody's got to be the odd man out. You can't have four guys. You can't keep four guys happy. And Garrett Wilson is going to be due for a new contract after this season. You don't have to give him one immediately after this season, but that's where he's going to reasonably start jostling. The window opens, and there are going to be teams out there that don't want to pay receivers market value. If you're the Jets and you've already decided he's not a $35 million guy, then if you can flip him and get a big return. The problem for the Jets is Woody Johnson wants to justify firing Robert Saleh. So you'd almost have to find a deal where you'd get someone who can help you win now in exchange for Wilson, in addition to draft picks, but you want someone who's going to help you get better now. And the other risk you take too, Steelers learned this in 2019 after they traded Josh Dobbs to the Jaguars. Quarterback gets injured, and then you're screwed. If one of these other three guys gets injured, they're going to wish they had Mike Williams or Garrett Wilson. So I'm not sure what they're going to do. They were trying to trade Williams last week. This Wilson angle's fascinating. It feels like with those four guys, there's not enough room for everyone.
Mike, in the Tomlin era, they've only traded a first or second round pick twice. One was for Minka, and the other was when they used a second round pick to move up to take Devin Bush 10th. So the idea that the Steelers would then trade a second-round pick, meet LA's asking price for Kupp, a guy that's in his early 30s and is oft injured, even though they have a huge hole there, just seems, even with some regime changes here and some new philosophical ideas, seems very, very far-fetched that they would give up that much. Agree or disagree?
I agree, but two things. I think the Steelers like to hang around trade talks like this to see if they can get the guy for a lot less than you would expect the deal to happen. I think that's why they were hanging around Brandon Ayuk, for example. If they could steal him, they'll do it. The only difference is, you know, I talk about what the Jets might be doing to justify Woody Johnson's firing of Robert Saleh after 5 weeks. You've got this Tomlin vibe where he goes Lone Ranger, which implies that there wasn't anybody else in the building that wanted to flip to Russell Wilson. And the whole mindset is Mike wants to win a Super Bowl. And Russ, who's won a Super Bowl and went to another one, in Tomlin's mind, gives them a better chance to do it. If Tomlin can persuade, if he wants to, I don't know what he wants to do about Cooper Kupp, but if he decides he's the guy, I could see him exercising some of his equity, playing some chips here to try to get Kupp, if that's going to help the Steelers get a Super Bowl appearance. And really, they need more than George Pickens. But the best part about Russell Wilson, finally we got somebody to throw the ball to George Pickens when he's covered. Because even when he's covered, he's open. That's what he put on his eye black. He's right. Throw him the football. And Russ is doing it. And I think that's critical for the Steelers offense.
Mike, let me just ask you about one more receiver. And if you're hearing or if you think this guy's going to be moved, Pony ridicules me when I bring this name up. I don't think he's like unbelievable, but I keep looking at a guy they're going to play this Sunday or this Monday night. Darius Slayton, as far as like lower cost, solid player, just feels like somebody that if they beat the Giants, that would entice the Giants to be even more willing to try to move whatever assets they have. I'd take that guy in a heartbeat for way less cost than Cooper Kupp.
Darius Slayton, Jalin Hyatt, who had to say several weeks back that he doesn't want to be traded when some noise came out that he wanted to be traded, and he hasn't done much this year because it's basically become Malik Nabers and Wandell Robinson in that offense for the Giants. So, yeah, look, the beauty of moving the trade deadline back to the Tuesday after week 9, teams have one more week than previously to come to the conclusion as to whether or not they have a fork stuck in them. And their fans can come to that conclusion as well, because the worst thing you can do as somebody, you know, that gets back to the whole KISS thing, provide the thing that you would buy. You got to be thinking about your customers. What are they willing to buy? They may not buy this idea that we're waving the white flag. They may not buy the idea that we're trading off assets. What are we doing? We're still mathematically alive. So that may be the point where the Giants start trading off assets. Because look, from Joe Shane's perspective, the GM of the Giants, why do I want to trade off any assets when, after what Saquon Barkley did to me on Sunday, I'm probably not going to be here to use those extra draft picks anyway.
Mike Florio, Pro Football Talk. Check him out. PFT Live, Sunday Night Football, Cowboys and 49ers this week. Thank you, Mike.
See you guys.